lucite. Sit us on lucite gently, and we will tell you how knowledge came to us. First, the dull mud softened, resulting in putrefaction, lust, and intelligence, pearl globs, jeweled stuff like ferrets, little theaters of mica, a purse containing all the evil smells of daily life. Then just the one vowel, iterate and buttressed and expiring, leaning, embracing, gazing. With our claw, it devised identity for the sake of food. Selves, it says, feeding us. I adore you, you know. Like a boy blowing from a tree, we decided we were paid, we were free. We incessantly prepared for the future. On the title page, two angels blowing on the trumpets of fame held up a globe decorated with three fleurs-de-lis and topped with a crown. We learned habits and tricks. We wore a single grin with lips pasted back. We said we saw Europe's of hallucination, fatty broths sprinkled with deer, stenciled eagles, serpents, and lurid rags. That was a format of saying, a frayed ligature. We were fading into the presence or absence of food. Enough of the least. Sincerity takes too long in an aggressive emergency. Also, we feel a sense of duality. We wear out the art. We start to modify our vocables. Flick, pour, dribble, estrangement, sex. Since it is we who are one and we who are scattered. We're this pair or more which can't absorb one another in a meaning effect. We feel palpitated by daylight in its deliberate plants. We feel this elsewhere sculpt our body. We would be walking down the street in the city. Gauze would be everywhere. The day would be big, halting, gracious, revocable, cheap. We'd be the she-dandies in incredibly voluptuous jackets ribboning back from our waists, totally lined in pure silk, also in pure humming, and we'd be heading into the buildings with ephemera like leafage or sleeves or pigment. The streets are salons that receive abundantly our description. The buildings are charming. And our manners are software. We feel sartorial joy. We'd be at the river watching the fat water on the blonde built part, loving temporal improprieties, the bright trash floating in slow liberation. We'd be applying our makeup at noon, leaning on the balustrade, thinking about a little shun, a little fight, a little sofa. We'd be thinking about hinges. We'd reach for our pen. Something might seduce us, a likeness. A knowledge, same, pouring through it.